Welcome, I am Brian Stewart, Kindle Campus President, and welcome to Kindle Speaks. Kindle Speaks today with our Student Government Association Officers, SGA. With us is Ms. Wendy Garcia, Student Life Director, Ms. Karen Ramirez, Student Life Specialist, SGA President, Danny Angulo-Cartes, SGA Vice President, Mia Salas, SGA Treasurer, Sophia Lozano, SGA President Pro Tempore, Michelle Zimmerman, and SGA Director of Public Speaking Engagement, Sophia Tarno. Wendy, let's start with you. So tell me, what is a student life director here at the Kindle campus? What is that all about?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stewart. We would love to talk about what a student life director at Kindle campus does. That would be me, Dr. Garcia. So, student life director at Kindle campus, I'm in charge of all the events. I'm in charge of working with our student government associate students, which is a great opportunity for them to grow. And as a student life director, it's so important for us to maintain our ability to improve the students' community and to maintain the morale of all of our students. So I have been very excited about being a student life director at Kindle campus and changing the lives of many of those that follow us.
Dr. Garcia, it's really important that SGA is a part of the Kindle campus. What other things do you do to help support those students and students in general here at the Kindle campus?
That's a really great question, how I support the SGA. The main thing that I do to support is helping them find themselves, helping them find their voices, helping them to understand their process for the year that they have, and helping them to see that all their goals can and will be met. And our leadership within them, as well as the leadership when they follow me, is something important for them to see about themselves and to increase the ability to change the lives of others.
Wow, that's great. You can obviously tell how well you support them but with your passion there. Talk a little bit about what else is going on the rest of the year. I know you have some great facilities and great spaces and events. Kind of highlight other things that you see coming up here this semester.
Oh, this is a wonderful semester. This is a great time to be in college. There's so many things happening on Kindle campus. Yesterday, we were able to celebrate the 64th year of IMMDC Day. So that was a great celebration. I was so happy that everybody came out. The things that we have coming up that's going to be super important for all of our students to attend is Spooky Nights. At this event, our clubs all get together. They rally around, we support the community, we bring candy, we bring music, we bring food, and we bring an opportunity for us to all say thank goodness for Miami-Dade College Kindle campus.
Wow. So is that a costume required event?
Yes, it is.
I better start working on it.
Yeah, I know what we're going to be.
Secret?
No, not really. I'm thinking Minions. Oh. Everyone loves that movie.
I have an idea, but I'm not going to share mine. It has something to do with a cookout. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Garcia, for those great answers and all your great support for students here at the Kindle campus. Karen, your turn. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you support SGA and all the student groups that we have here at Kindle.
Thank you, Dr. Stewart, for having me this morning. So I am the Student Life Specialist here at the Kindle campus, and I also the SGA Advisor. So my main job is to make sure that I'm always behind the scenes with them. Basically, I am making sure they're doing well, make sure that they always on time for everything, make sure that they get successful in everything that they do. That's one of my main things, just make sure.
Well, that's awesome. I kind of look at you two as a dynamic duo because I see you together everywhere we go. Any other major goals that you want to see accomplished? I know every group SGA officers kind of develops their own persona and DNA, and you've been with these guys a little while. I'm sure you kind of can see the future a little bit about where do you see either of you, where do you see them, you know, in the next several months?
So I would just say that every group is different. Every year we have a different set of personas. And like you said, they all have their own personalities. We have to work with them every semester to make sure they accomplish their goals. And our job is to make sure that when they leave here, they leave being great leaders. So that's our main goal.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dr. Garcia, anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I that was a really great comment, Karen, that when they do leave here, they leave as an adult. Because when they're in their first couple of years of school as an associate level, it's so important for them to find themselves. And the Student Government Association gives them that opportunity to see where they're going to be in the future. This particular group is so talented with the president, the vice president, the treasurer, and the president pro tempore, and of course the director of public speaking engagement. this is something that we have really worked hard on, and these young adults are going to make such a great dynamic difference in the colleges where they're going to be going in the next couple of months.
Well, thank you, Dr. Garcia, Ms. Ramirez. That's a great lead-in into our next group to talk to the students, so thank you for your time today. All right, now let's move in to talking to our wonderful SGA officers, and we're first going to start here with our president, Danny. So, Danny, why SGA president?
Thank you for having me today, Dr. Stewart. SGA president, it's a big task, it's a big mountain to be on top of, but it's truly a special one. I've been given the opportunity of having already so many amazing moments, and for the little time that I have been, hopefully more to come. But president gives me the ability of bringing the voice of the students to every meeting, to every place that I go. I make sure other students' worries, other students, if they're happy, if they're sad, whatever, it's making sure that it's known. And I'm able to bring the change that maybe some students would like to the table. So it's truly a special, special spot to be in, and I'm very grateful, and hopefully I'll do great things here in the future.
Well, you have a great story about how you got here, and we'll maybe talk about that in a minute. But talk a little bit more about your specific goals. I know it's early in the year, and as I think about all of you guys a little bit, I'm thinking we may need to have to do podcast two back in the spring to talk about, hey, we talked about this in September, now here's where we are in April. But talk a little bit about your goals and the team's goals and how you'd like to see the year kind of shake out.
Well, ever since I even started my candidacy, the main thing I talked about was inclusion. I really wanted everyone to be involved. I wanted everyone to be aware of the events we're doing, of the fun events, of the giveaways, of the raffles, all the events that they can take advantage of. There's a lot of students that feel left out. There's a lot of students that feel overwhelmed with class, and we give them that little breath of oxygen, little break so that they can kind of enjoy themselves and enjoy the college life per se. And as a team, I feel like we can all agree that we're just here for the student body. We're here to bring change, bring positive attitudes to everybody. And we're working together with our student life advisor and student life director to make those positive changes happen. The student body, with all the stress of making sure you're prepared, making sure you have your homework deadline, it's so much that we're trying just to relieve them and give them, if it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, give them that break so that they can all enjoy college to the maximum, like how we are.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. We need to not forget about academics. That's why we're all here. But did you ever think any of you would be so great at serving students food? And you know, I think we need to award you a sanitation culinary arts degree by the time you're in. So, but kudos from me for all that you guys have done at the soccer games and, you know, our MDC Day celebration. You guys have been right there, and I think that's a great way that you've reached out to show students, you know, how things are different, how you want to meet with them. So.
Yeah, as long as it's giving back to the students, if it's helping you guys, if it's helping Custodio, if it's helping anybody, professors, if it's giving back to the students, we're more than happy to help. So definitely one of the biggest moments, or something I will take away always. I'm not going to speak for the rest. I'm sure they will also say their part. But something that I will always take away for the universities that I go to come is definitely how much of an impact I can make just by giving that first step and helping and joining SGA and making sure all the student body is involved and happy.
Well, great. We appreciate your attitude. Good job. Let's move on to Mia. Mia, talk a little bit about how you are going to support Danny and SGA too, and you know, kind of how you see the year going.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So I'm the vice president here at the Kendall campus, and I support Danny by making sure, as the president, obviously he has a lot of different things in the year at once. And I'm really there to relieve him and help in any way I can, making sure our SGA senators feel heard and seen. And I support SGA by, in the events, keeping everybody very upbeat, helping with the organization. I do lead Senate for our meetings every Wednesday. And just making sure that no one feels lost in the club, making sure everyone on campus, as Danny said, you know, feels included and seen and heard.
Tell me about the Senate. I don't know about the Senate. Tell me how that works, if you don't mind.
So every Wednesday after our activity hour, we all gather in Senate, and it's where we talk about past events, future events. We make plans based on what we liked, what we didn't like. It's really an opportunity for everyone's voice to be heard in the club. We hold it in our student life room, and that's where we do attendance and everything, and that's what makes it very much like a back and forth in our club.
Awesome, awesome. I had the opportunity very, very early in my career to serve as a Senate for our campus way back in. Doing that helped me be where I am today, I think. So that's a cool thing. Talk a little bit about your goals. Anything you'd like to see accomplished in the next several months?
Yes, I'm really excited to work with the Access program here on campus. I myself, I have two brothers on the spectrum. So the Access Program has always been something that is in our timeline in my family. And here in Florida, there aren't a lot of institutions that can properly accommodate students with special needs. So MDC, that's very special in my heart, that we give opportunity to not just, your everyday student, but people that go unseen. So I'm very excited. I want to hopefully get the word out to other high schools, to parents of students with special needs, so that they know there's a place and that higher education is a very big possibility and that their student can do it.
Very well said. And I think this campus as a whole does a really good job with access, and we will be doing a program on that in the near future. It may need to have you back to talk about your perspective. So
yes, please.
Thank you for everything you do, and congratulations on your role. All right, next let's move on to Sophia. Sophia, you're our treasurer. Tell me which pockets you keep our money in. How do you manage the money for the college and do your roles?
Hello, thank you for having me, Dr. Stewart. So the whole process of how we handle the fundraising money is that we always report it back to the bursar's office, and it's actually located in Building R. This is where we turn in the fundraising money, and then we use those same resources to get back to the community and to make sure that our student events are as great as they are, and also make sure that our college students have the best experience here.
So tell me, Sophia, a little the ways that you get some of these funds and how you get some of those dollars.
So Student Life works with United Way, and we give out pizza for $1 or give out candy also to support our teams and in order to further support our students as well.
Wow, that's really good. Thanks for all your great work with that. All right, Tarna, let's turn to you. You're a very busy lady on this campus. Talk a little bit about the clubs and organizations you're involved with and kind of how those help shape you this year.
Okay, so I do have a long list of roles when it comes to being a part of clubs on campus. I'm currently, of course, the Director of Public Speaking and Engagement for the Student Government Association, but I'm also the Vice President of Membership for Phi Theta Kappa, the Vice President of Communications for the Pre-Law Society, and the Director of Shark Guiding Sharks for the Honors College. I am really busy, but the thing is that I love to be able to make sure that all these clubs that I'm a part of are blending together on campus. And so I like being able to work with each club, being able to see maybe we could collaborate on an event on campus, or maybe Phi Theta Kappa is able to come in and work with SGA at an event. And, you know, because Phi Theta Kappa is also an honor society, to be able to have services. So to be able to have them come to the events and to be able to collaborate with SGA, it just keeps reinstating the idea of we're having a blended campus. All the clubs on campus are constantly working together. And I'm also currently working to make sure that not just the clubs that I'm a part of, the clubs that I'm even not a part of are constantly working together as well, because we're here on the same campus. We should get along with each other, and we should be able to actually like do events with each other and everything like that. And that's how we create a more productive environment for all of our clubs and generally on our campus as well.
I love how you talk about blending the clubs mm-hmm. together. That's a great term. And you talk about SGA and Phi Theta Kappa, mm-hmm. a very important organization, and our Honors College. You mentioned how you'd like to see them blend together. Any other specific goals or ideas of how we could work together? Because, you know, you said it, so many of our students overlap different mm-hmm. clubs, and they're all important, every club that we have on campus. And so any other ideas on what we can do to be that blended idea?
I think being able to have clubs recognize each other, because the biggest thing is that we have clubs on campus, and sometimes you're like, oh, I didn't know I have that club on campus. Actually, I really want to work with that club. I really want to be with that club and see what they provide and what they do. And so sometimes it doesn't even matter of being able to have events on campus. It's the matter of, you know, communication, being able to make sure that when we're at our big club meetings where all the club presidents are there and they're all working together, that they recognize each other. They see each other. They say, hey, I see you're doing that event. I'll let people know that you're doing that event. So we're able to have them come and support you and everything like that. That's another thing, is that there needs to be also support from every single club on campus. Like, let's say that Phi Theta Kappa is running something, I would want FBLA to be able to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to have my members go and visit your events, to be able to have you have more people there, have more recognition. And it's just a matter of being able to make sure that we're all, like, as cheesy as it sounds, a big happy family, to be honest.
Well, great answer. Good job. Very good description there. Now let's turn to our president pro tempore, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about what that is and how that works, if you don't mind.
Of course. Thank you for having me. So as you all know, our president, Danny, I basically shadow him. So anything that he does, like, I'm there And I know every step of the way, like everything in the process for like our events. And whenever he's not able to be here, I step in. So I'm basically his shadow.
That's very good. And talk a little bit about your internal goal for the SGA group. Do you have ideas and things that you'd like to see met this year?
Well, I do want, like, so last year I was in SGA, and I did notice that, like, sometimes there wasn't, like, a lot of people at, like, events, but that's because, like, not a lot of people knew about it. So I want to kind of get that out there, and I kind of want more people to join SGA. I do want to have more than we did last year, so hopefully we can make that happen. And, yeah, I just want to have more fundraising events as well, and that's basically kind of what I see for this SGA.
No, that's really good, and I think, to your point, Michelle, we've started off really well this year with a lot of people at our first men's soccer game and women's soccer game, and then our first volleyball game just this week was great, and yesterday's celebration, so very good goals there, so thank you for those. Well, you've gotten to hear some of these great students. We're going to now go through kind of a speed round and ask a group of questions. So the first question, how did you decide to come to the Kendall campus? Mia, you go first.
So I grew up around this area. I'm from Kendall. So I grew up coming to events here at Kendall, like the summer camp. And I always knew I wanted to get a college degree. But, you know, the income at home was kind of rough, and I didn't know if I'd be able to afford everything or not. And so really early on in high school, my, like, college advisor was like, oh, you should really think about going to Dade. They have so many opportunities. And now I'm here, and that was the main thing that pushed me to come. And there's so many great things here that I didn't even know we had. Like, I send my papers to be graded from the editors all the time here, and I go to the tutoring sessions, and it's really helped me academically. So that's why I chose Kendall.
Well, Mia, we're glad you chose Kendall. We're glad you're here, so thank you. Anyone else?
Actually, similar to Mia, I also grew up in this area my whole life, and my older brother ended up coming to Miami-Dade Kendall too. He's older than me, like by a couple years, so I was able to see his experience and his how he was able to come to fruition thanks to Miami-Dade Kendall here. And I'm following his footsteps, and Kendall has, not only Kendall, but Miami-Dade College as a whole has grown so much, and they have added new additions to the campus, which has given me even more opportunities than the kids before. So coming to MDC Kendall was an easy choice for me, knowing that this is going to be the first step in the many to come in my future. And MDC Kendall has given me so many opportunities, especially, like you said, the advisor at my high school, the first thing they do is they tell you, hey, MDC is where it's at. Kendall for me, because this is where I grew up. They're like, that's where it's at. That's where I give you the most opportunities and prepare you for the university that you want to go to and the career path that you want to take. And financially also, it does help you too. The classes here, they are amazing classes with amazing professors for a much understandable and comfortable price. And with all the grants, with all the scholarships, with all the help that they also provide for you, it makes college more enjoyable and more relaxing to the point where you can focus on your classes without having to worry, oh, am I going to be able to take a class next semester? Am I going to be able to continue this career that I want to do? MDC gives you that opportunity and gives you the comfortability to be able to enjoy college to the fullest.
Well, thank you for that, Danny, and give that advisor a thank you and your brother a high five for leading you here. We appreciate that. Yeah. All right, next question. How does financial aid and scholarship help make your decision here to be at MDC? Tarno, go.
So I'm actually a part of the Honors College here at Miami-Dade. Basically, the Honors College, it's a two-year program, and for those 2 years, you are technically not paying anything. The school does provide the funding for all your classes and all your books. You do have a lot of requirements coming from a student, but the thing is that being a part of the Honors College is honestly one of the best choices I've ever made in my whole entire life. It's really impacted my life completely. I've been able to go to Washington, D.C. for a whole entire week and attend seminars and be able to go into the Capitol multiple times. I've also been able to meet so many new people, so many different aspects of life, and I don't think I would be ever able to get this experience somewhere else. And truly being a part of the Honors College has been something that I've been eternally grateful for. And the education that I'm getting here is something that I truly value, because the professors, I know Danny has spoken about this before, but the professors here on this campus truly care about their students and truly care about the education that these students are getting. So being a part of this program has been honestly something that I would always recommend somebody 1,000%.
Really good. Before we leave, I want everybody to give me their top one or two professors, because we may include them on a future podcast. So thank you for bringing that up. Anyone else? Michelle, you want to take that question?
Yeah, of course. So I am on two different scholarships. I am a presidential scholar here at Miami-Dade College. Mia is also a presidential scholar. So shout out Mia. But yeah, my Bright Future scholarship throughout high school, I was a part of a Cambridge program. So I took a bunch of Cambridge classes and I had to take a bunch of tests. And it was kind of difficult because of COVID. So I never really got that first experience, I guess, that people usually want to call it. But it was a little bit harder for us because we never got to take those tests in person. So when the time came, it was kind of difficult for me just because I'm not a huge test taker. But I ended up passing more the tests that I needed. So we needed 7 to pass and get the scholarship. I passed, I believe, 10. Wow. So, yeah, and those credits transferred over and they really helped me here at Miami-Dade. Yeah, that's one of my full ride scholarships. And then Presidential Scholars, just a great program, to be honest. So many opportunities as well, a lot of fundraising and giving back to the community, which is what I'm about. So, yeah, that's basically what Miami-Dade offers me.
Yeah, that's really good. You mentioned some great programs there. And also your mention of COVID, because that is a really big impact that our current group of students had to, that's going to be in the history books. When you talk to your kids one day, you'll be able to tell them, hey, I went through this event that was a worldwide thing. So let me ask you guys one question. Does likes on your Instagram consume your life? If so, why?
Okay, so I would say a part of me wants to admit to it, because every time I post something on my story, I'm constantly checking who's viewing my story and who's liking it. I don't really post on Instagram, but I do post on my story. So every time I post that, I'm just so consistent checking on who's liking it. And if someone doesn't like it, I'm oh my God, I'm not pretty enough, or something like that, So yeah, I feel it does kind of consume a part of me, but it's nothing that you can't get through,
Good answer. Mia?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I spend probably 2 hours prepping a story. And then I post it, and every 5 minutes, I'm rewatching the story, and I'm scrolling to see who's liked the story. And then if I really do post, I have to, I literally turn my phone off and, throw it across the room, because I can't see. But a big help for me is you can actually, turn off the like count on Instagram. So I do that to save my mental being, because you just start comparing yourself to other people, being if I was her, or if I was this, or if I had put something cuter, if I was this, people would like me more, but that's not even necessarily true. And social media is so fake, but it's a big part of our lives and it can be really fun. So I try to not take it too seriously.
Well said. Very well said. Danny, same question.
So for me, I don't post too often. And when I do post, I would look at the likes mainly to compare it to did it get more likes than my previous one? Or, is it the most liked? For me, it's not too much of, am I good enough or something? I'm thankfully able to, not have to worry so much about likes. Stories, the same thing. I don't get too many. I don't post too many stories, but I think I do what Mia said, which is to turn off the like count. That way, for others, they can't criticize you if you got less likes than them. And then for myself also, I'm not there trying to, I got 100 likes. Oh no, but I want 150. What am I doing? I'm not there also struggling about that. But for sure, I think in our community, in our age, in our generation, I think that definitely is playing a big part in the mental health aspect. And we're hoping to promote, let's not worry about that. You are good enough for everything. When it comes to looks, when it comes to school, when it comes to everything, you are good enough. And people just have to remember that and be confident in themselves. And we're hoping to help them reach that confidence level.
Good, good. Very good.
Yeah, I kind of want to piggyback off of what Yazdani said. It can become very consuming, and it depends also what we're consuming on social media. For example, I sometimes need to take a break. My account is deactivated right now, and it can just become a source of dopamine in a way to feel happy. And I don't think that we should be depending on something like that to feed into our happiness, because it's just not good for the mental being. So
good. Very good.
I would have to say, yes, I actually do worry about it a lot. I think that I grew up getting Instagram since I was very young, and I grew up posting silly pictures. And then as I got older, I was oh, those really pretty girls are doing this. I really want to do this because I want to be that pretty girl. And so I was constantly trying to post things, but it wasn't even being my true self. It was to make sure that I had this persona to people that I'm this girl and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And I was always so worried how I looked like in the picture. If I looked okay, I would also text my friends and be like, hey, I posted this. Can you like the photo really quickly? Because I don't want to be the only person that doesn't have anything. So, you know, like I'm constantly like overwhelmed by the fact of like posting anything. So that's why I don't post, to be honest, because I just don't want to deal with the fact of, oh, this person didn't look at my Instagram, or this person didn't like my Instagram. Or it's all a whole whirlwind of just emotions that honestly none of us should go through, because there's no point of it. To be honest, these people, you see a picture of somebody on Instagram, like Michelle could post a photo and it could be anybody and it could be of anything, but they don't know who Michelle is as a person. They don't know her personality. They don't know that she's funny. They don't know that she's sweet. They don't know that Mia's sweet. They don't know that Yosdani's super nice and Sophia's like super down to earth. They don't know that the real people that are in the photo. So the fact that it consumes all of us, it just shows that we're very alike, and yet we're still trying to put up a front when we're posting on social media.
Really good answers. You know, technology is a really interesting but can be a dangerous thing. So thank you for those honest answers for that. Well, really great answers. So let's have some more fun questions, and I want everyone to kind of answer this one, and we'll kind of go through it quickly. What movie, book, song, superhero, anything that impacts you?
For me, it was the movie 13 Going on 30. That was like one of my favorite movies growing up, and it made me really realize that I was always trying to push myself to, you know, grow up really quickly, and then you miss a lot out in life when you're constantly wanting to grow up. And that movie really showed me that, and I still love watching that movie to this day.
Is that Jennifer Garner was in that?
Yes,
that was.
It was Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. It was Jennifer Garner. Great movie. Mia.
Well, one of my favorite books is A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. They just made it a Netflix series. I've just been binging it, so that's like what's on my mind right now. But I like it because she's young and she's out there making an impact, and she doesn't care that people are like, oh, you should wait till you're older. So I guess that one right now.
Tell me that book again.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. It's all great.
I have to look that up. Michelle?
I would have to say 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah, I love that movie. It's one of my comfort movies. But in the movie, like, the main character, she kind of doesn't want to go to like any parties, any like social events, but like it kind of just makes you realize that you shouldn't have to like hold back on like trying to put yourself out there. And you never know like who you can find. And I'm also a big romantic, so that's probably why I like that movie. But yeah, it's just like you never know what is out there. So it's just gives you a lesson to like put yourself forward, take a chance in life. Well,
that's really good. Now I've got a new book and a new movie to watch.
Yeah, so. It's a great movie.
Yeah, a movie that really impacted me growing up is probably Matilda. It's just very nostalgic, and just kind of her ability to be independent and like obviously her superpowers to like control everything around her and all of that. It's pretty cool to me.
I didn't see that one. That's another one I need to add. Danny, what's yours?
So similar to you, Dr. Stewart, I have a lot of movies to watch too, because I'm not that big a movie guy, and all these movies sound like really good to watch. But for me growing up, the one that I guess resonated with me the most was probably the Goofy movie, because just seeing his story, how he wants to get noticed, how he wants to, obviously in the movie for him, it was to his love interest, but it has a second meaning. It has a second opinion behind it. It's just, he wants to get noticed by the world. He wants to be able to leave an impact where he goes. So definitely, I grew up with Disney and I love that. So I think that's a really good movie to take a watch.
Well, it's a shame we don't have a camera on this group, because you could have seen everybody laughing at that question.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa really got him in the movie. That's what, that's what got him.
Well, thank you guys so much. You guys can tell from today what a great group of students. I'm so proud to work with these guys, and they've done some amazing things just in the short month that I've known them. So any question you guys would like to ask me, any ideas or anything I can do to help you?
So, Dr. Stewart, we know how much of a sports guy you are and how you have a background in sports. Who would you say is the greatest of all time in a sport of your choosing? I know yours is basketball, so if you want to go into that topic, or you can say soccer, or you can say football, but what is your greatest of all time?
Well, all I could probably do is say soccer. I probably couldn't pick anybody out of that, although I do enjoy the sport. Wow, that's a great question. I love sports. I love all sports. I think Michael Jordan is probably the greatest of all time. My greatest athlete that I admired was someone you guys have never heard of named John Havlicek. He was a player for the Boston Celtics, number 17. His nickname was Hondo. And one of the things I got to do when I was in eighth grade is I got to go from our eighth grade to play with the varsity as an eighth grader. And the team, the seniors there, nicknamed me Hondo. I even had a belt that had the name on it. And so he was my kind of unofficial role model. But I think the GOAT, is definitely Michael Jordan. I think there's been some great basketball players since, and I could give you a bunch of them. But to me, Jordan is, you know, when you watch what he did and you watch the way the NBA was played then, where it's not the same NBA now, he's definitely the GOAT. And, but I could pick one for almost every sport because I can't wait for sports this weekend. That's how that's how I relax. So thank you for that question. Well, this has been a great first podcast here for Kendall Speaks. I want to thank a few people. First of all, I want to thank our SGA officers for being here. Dr. Garcia, Ms. Ramirez, thank you for your leadership with these students. Thank you for everything we do, and we will be scheduling podcast follow-up for this at the end of the year to talk about everything. I would like to thank my head writer, Christine Sainz-Aguirre, our producer, Alex Bellas, who's here, and our executive producer, Paul Klein, who helped pull this together. We hope you'll tune in further to more of our podcasts. Goodbye for now. This is Kendall Speaks.